I'm loving the sun today, Earl. It's feeling good.
Are you reading my mind?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just...
We just deserve it after all that gloom.
What has it been? It seems like it's been a week.
I swear, a week. Yeah, I agree.
And so we're really at a point where, you know, what is it? It's June 9th?
Yeah, I was wearing shorts and a tank top this day last year from my Snapchat memories. So I'm kind of, you know, a little confused why I'm wearing pants and a sweatshirt, but we'll get there.
I have on short pants. And because they said it was going to be 75 degrees. And yesterday it only got up to about 58. And so we're ready, right?
Very ready.
Yeah, we're ready. I mean, and the sun. Talked about this before. Can you imagine what life, well, there would be no life without the sun.
Details.
First off, yeah, there would be none. But man, and that's why, you know, I got some friends that moved down to Florida, you know, son that lives in Arizona, and they're around that all the time.
Does it get old for them, or do they just soak it up and enjoy it? I don't. Well, I feel like I'd lose appreciation for it, but I don't know.
I wouldn't want to be somewhere where it's, you know, warm and hot almost all the time. I really wouldn't. And but from what I'm hearing from people who are there, I don't know what I'm missing. You know, maybe it would be a different story if I was there. But, you know, I just think we appreciate it more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you had it all the time.
Right. Variety is good for keeping, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, are you saying that about Republicans? Oh, okay.
Right. Just the sun. Just the sun.
Okay. But I, you know, I want to begin the show. You know, I was watching something, Sam, where here in your hometown, there are just a huge number of educators that are retiring or just leaving the district.
I just read that article about an hour ago.
Yeah. And I don't know, 60, 70, which is quite a few, if you bring that article up. And it's a problem, obviously, in Waukesha. But in Milwaukee, 500.
Wow.
Teachers retiring or leaving the profession. And that's catastrophic all over the nation. So you got to ask the question, why are people not becoming educators and why are they quitting? And who created an environment that ran educators off? We already know who that is. People on the right. Who vilified educators for just an ongoing time. You know, it is educators' faults that children aren't learning. Educators are at the root of all the negative things that happen in the society. It's what you've been hearing from conservatives over the last, I don't know, 5 to 10 years. And so what are they going to do now? You know, I have yet to hear, and you know, it's just facts, because our phone lines are already open at 844-967-2789. They're always open. But people who have run off educators, as if you can find them under any rock. Sam, you know, you certainly have your degree. You could very easily switch over to education.
Mm-hmm. I had quite a few friends major in education at Whitewater, and I know that their program was
intense.
Right. Yeah, Whitewater's a great teaching school, one of the original ones in Wisconsin. And the program that all of my friends were in was very strict, very hard. You know, there's a lot of pressure on these teachers, and I think they do an amazing job. I know one of my friends graduated and got a job at a school in Wisconsin as a high school psychology teacher. And what she does for her students is freaking amazing. And I could never do what she does.
Well, you know, to lambast educators because, well, they only They only work 9 months out of the year.
And so
so if you are angry that educators only work 9 months out of the year, then instead of, you know, lambasting the educator, go become an educator yourself. You know, well, we don't get, 3 months a year off.
I also love that that's the people that normally work the 9 to 5 and teachers are, you know, they don't actually, teachers don't actually clock out. They grade at home. They lesson plan. They have all of these things that they have dedicated to something they don't get paid enough for.
Well, you know, they certainly have been vilified by the right. And now there's a shortage of them everywhere. And it's not like you can snap your finger and all of a sudden you're going to wind up with educators. You're not. And so to those on the right who've created this situation, I'd like to hear what's supposed to be done now. You are not going to find And what's more important? What's a more important job in a society than educating the future people of the society? You know, that was a time when that had a prominent place in the society. Educators had a prominent place in the society. Sam, who do we have on the line?
Gary from Sussex.
Hey, Gary, what's going on, man?
I can't believe it. The first thing you said this morning, you're blaming the Republicans for the teachers quitting. Now, let me just tell you something. Out of my family, we have 22 teachers in my family, and this is immediate family. My wife is a teacher. My sister-in-law is a teacher. My other one is a teacher. We have two principals. My cousins are teachers.
So what's the point?
Why would you blame? I mean, look, Earl, I like you. I love listening. I'm a white guy, 7 years
no
old,
kidding.
Conservative from Sussex, and I love listening to you every single day. I learn things from you, Earl. But today, I can't believe that you blame the Republicans for the teachers.
Okay,
quitting.
So let me, because we can have a dialogue. Let me say this to you, Gary.
Okay, good.
Who has been the people that have been running around talking about the educators? And how the educators get too much time off, and how the educators are responsible for the failure of students. Who's been saying that?
Well, I don't know who's saying that.
I do know.
I really don't.
Hey, Gary,
no.
Gary, I do know because I've listened.
Earl, my daughter, we play Wordle. My daughter falls asleep in the middle of the night because she doesn't get to bed until like 1 o'clock in the morning from grading papers and that stuff. So I don't know who's saying it.
Hey,
it's
Gary.
Certainly not the Republicans that I know.
Okay, so Gary, let me say this to you, man. You have a small circle of friends that are Republicans. Okay?
Yes.
They're Republicans all over the country. Wait a minute. They're Republicans all over the country that Gary doesn't know. So you're talking about the sphere around you. And so that's the people you know. I'm talking about the masses of the Republicans who have vilified educators over the last 20 years. And I know there are other folk in this listening audience who will agree with me. Because, Gary, if you haven't heard that Republicans have vilified educators, I'm wondering, where you've been.
No, what you're talking about is a critical race theory.
No, I'm not. Gary, I'm not.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, critical race theory has something that came up recently. I'm talking about the assault on educators that's been going on from Republicans, and I said 15 years, but it's more like 20 to 30 years that they've been vilifying educators. They make too much money. The reason kids are failing is educators. Educators this. They're teaching the wrong things. All of those things. That hasn't come from people on the left, Gary.
I love teachers. And the fact is, I have all the respect in the world for teachers. But, Earl, most people do have respect for teachers. And know that it's a tough job. And they know that they work long
Gary,
hours. you know?
You're telling me about what most people think. I'm telling you what I've heard over the last 20 to 30 years about the vilification of educators, and it hasn't come from the left. Hey, Gary, and it hasn't come from the left. Okay? It's come from the right. I know I'm not alone in that.
Well, Sussex Hamilton, where my kids went to school and where my daughter did teach, now she's teaching out in West Bend. But the fact is, they have a good school system there. And they're one of the better school systems in the entire state, Sussex Hamilton. Now, I know that MPS is a little bit, it's a lot tougher being a teacher. And I can understand why some of these teachers get frustrated when the kids are dropping out of school and they're not doing their homework and stuff like that. But, you know,
hey, Gary, do me a favor.
MPS is a lot different.
Hey, do me a favor, Gary. Hang on, man.
Gary,
Can you hang on a second?
Sure.
Hang on. Yeah. So when we come back, I know I'm not alone. I know there are people in the audience who've heard what I've heard over the last 25, 30 years about the assault on educators. Gary doesn't seem to think that that's come from the right. What are you saying? 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.